Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Aisha Bowe. Aisha Bowe is an aerospace engineer and the founder and CEO of Stemboard. As CEO, Aisha leads a workforce of engineers and technologists in the development of innovative solutions to societal changes. The Lingo Coding Kit is but one example of the success of her approach. Designed and developed by Stemboard, Lingo is a fun and engaging way for students to learn basic coding and engineering concepts at home. Aisha holds a BSE in Aerospace Engineering and an MEng in Space Systems Engineering from the University of Michigan. Well, good afternoon, Aisha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So we were just talking before we got on here, and I am just so, in fact, I'll just mention it to my audience. I've got a lot of goosebumps. Your career background is just simply amazing. And again, I know I'm probably giving you a big ego boost at this point, but this is really, really something that I'm going to be very excited to share with my audience. So Aisha, your background, right? You've done a lot in your career in STEM with your company that you founded a few years ago called Stemboard. Could you just give us a little background on what drives you on what you do?
Sure. I started my degree in aerospace with pre-algebra at a community college. As a kid, I never could have imagined I'd graduate with a master's or become a NASA rocket scientist and now an entrepreneur. I credit much of my journey thus far to a realization that I was limiting my life based off of negative external influences. I didn't think I could, and so I didn't. And as an entrepreneur, I'm fascinated by what happens when we empower others to shatter stereotypes and redefine what's possible for themselves.
Awesome. I love that. So this is where I get really excited. I want to jump in here and talk a little bit about, you know, your aerospace engineering background, right? So tell us a little bit about NASA, being a mission and aerospace engineer, but more importantly, who inspired you or who was your mentor in this whole process at NASA?
Oh, NASA is an absolutely incredible place to work. I mean, to this day, I still can't even believe that it happened. In the 6 years that I was there, there were absolutely no shortages of sources of inspiration. I was privileged to meet astronauts, world-respected thought leaders. It's an environment where you never stop learning. You work alongside world-class leaders, and your work has not only national, but in some cases, global impact. For me, I was educated at the University of Michigan in Michigan. I'm from Ann Arbor, and I was fortunate to cross paths with the director of engineering at NASA Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley. And this gentleman was an extraordinary inspiration to me. He and his division really made it possible for me to feel as though I was supported and I could explore and I could learn a lot about small spacecraft. And I ended up spending time not only working in satellites, but also working in aeronautics underneath their guidance and their leadership. I was also very actively involved in the National Society of Black Engineers while I was there. There were several engineers who were really formative in shaping my views and how I engage and who I am now. And in addition to that, I loved getting involved with the community because NASA has a huge focus on educating and inspiring the next generation. And so we would go into classrooms and we would talk to students and we would tell them what we were doing and how we were delivering on being good stewards of the taxpayer dollars by developing cutting-edge innovative technologies to advance the future of humanity.
That's inspiring. I love that you are not only doing this because you're passionate about entrepreneurship, but actually going and sharing your knowledge, you know, that inspired you to be who you are in the aerospace industry, right? But going back and helping, it's like giving back. This is kind of what I do on my podcast here. That's just totally inspirational. And that's what really excited me about doing this podcast today. So thanks for sharing that. That's totally inspirational. Aisha, given this global pandemic, what is your focus right now with your company? Is there any major shifts or technologies you might be leveraging during this time?
In response to the pandemic, I was driven to create Lingo. Lingo is an at-home, self-paced coding kit. And the product premise is really simple. Learn engineering and coding principles by building a backup sensor for a driverless car at home. I was looking around and noticing that a lot of students felt as though they wanted to have more engagement in the virtual environment. And that by being able to provide something that came to the home that allowed them to build, they could work at their own pace while learning basic coding and engineering concepts. in not only a clear way, but one that was fun and engaging. I absolutely love that the concept is taking off. And to date, our kit has been used to host virtual summer camps in 5 US states and is even being evaluated for incorporation into curriculum in some schools in the fall.
That's awesome. I want to definitely have you back on the show again to talk more about Lingo and dive into that. That sounds simply amazing. And as I've had many guests on the show, there's been a lot of product innovations. I mean, we're almost at the point of invention. This fourth age, as we call it, digital age, because of the pandemic, I think it's just accelerated innovation. And that's what my platform's focused on. So I definitely want to have you back on the show. We can spend more time on Lingo. So thank you for sharing that, Aisha. Can you share, this is really what my audience is looking for, a little nugget of wisdom on your success as a NASA engineer and entrepreneur. What can people take from you or your advice on either being an engineer or an entrepreneur or both?
As a high school student, I never could have imagined that I would be having this conversation with you and that my voice would be reaching as far as this podcast. And what I take from that is that it's not who you think you are that holds you back. It's who you think you are not. We often have a distorted view of ourselves and our capabilities. And so I want to share with everyone that can hear me to trust that you can and you will.
Thank you for sharing that. That is simply amazing. And I know the podcast today was right on spot. But again, Aisha, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was certainly a pleasure having you on today, and we'll definitely have you back. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye for now.